The Tour de France has been rescheduled for August, but that doesn't mean athletes aren't snapping into their pedals to compete, though they may not be the athletes you're expecting.
Hey guys, Bubba Watson here. Hey, I've been in the house for a while, and we all know it's not fun. It's stressful. But I got on the Peloton bike. I need to relieve some stress.
With golf courses kind of being deemed non-essential, tour pros are having to find ways to stay active and competitive.
That's Jonathan Wall. He's the managing editor for equipment at Golf Magazine and Golf.com.
You hop on a spin bike and you can race against fellow tour pros. You know, this is kind of a way for the elite players, especially, to kind of scratch that competitive itch.
Recently, Jonathan got a chance to scratch a competitive itch of his own. And by doing so, he learned something about his own athletic ability. It all started on March 24th, 12 days after PGA pros were sent home in the middle of the Players' Championship.
Friday morning, Justin Thomas said he's in with me. Friday morning, 9 o'clock Central, so I'm not sure what time for y'all, but let's all ride together, get fit together, relieve some stress together. Let's do it. Come on, here we go.
We do a daily Zoom call like a lot of other companies. One of our social media editors, she said, "Hey, does anybody happen to have a Peloton?" And there was this silence. And I thought, I guess I'm the only one who has one. So I kind of just said, yeah, I've got a Peloton. And she says, Justin Thomas and Bubba Watson, who are two of the bigger names on the PGA Tour, are going to be doing a Peloton ride. Do you want to hop on and just kind of chronicle it? And so I said, yeah, sure, why not? I've always been an active guy. Love being outdoors, love playing golf, basketball, skiing. I'm not an athlete, but I definitely train and exercise just to stay healthy. And I thought, you know what? It's just fun. I'm going to ride with these guys. And then I found out that Rory McIlroy was in the group, and that really kind of upped the motivation for me.
So why? What's the big deal? Why is Rory the guy everyone wants to beat?
Yeah, so it kind of goes back to the Players' Championship, which is the PGA Tour's flagship event.
Glad to be back. Obviously, it was this week last year was huge for me in terms of...
There have been rumors going around that Rory was the Peloton king on the PGA Tour, and he was just cranking out output numbers that you know, professional rider cyclists would probably be proud of. Shane Ryan, who writes for Golf Digest, he happened to just ask, you know, Rory, are the numbers real? And Rory kind of just admitted, yeah, like I am pretty good at the Peloton.
Billy, JT, Charlie, I beat you again.
He goes on social media and, you know, he'll like poke fun at some of his other, you know, playing competitors. I mean, they openly try to beat Rory on the Peloton. Like, it's a big deal. When you're the number one, he's the number one golfer in the world. When you're number one, everybody's chasing you. And so even in the Peloton arena, pro golfers are trying to dethrone the Peloton King.
Okay, so set the scene for me. It's the morning of this ride.
Yep, so my Peloton is located in the upstairs of our house. We have a workout room. It's kind of one of those things where I'm actually a little bit nervy, which is crazy because I hop on the Peloton on a very regular basis.
Am I going to get lapped on the road like it would off the tee? Let's find out.
And I hop on the Peloton and I open up the class and it was like, okay, I'm going to go out. I'm going to try and beat Rory.
Let's snap in and go.
It's pretty quick. Once you click start on a class, you have, you know, probably about a minute to just kind of warm your legs up. And then they do about a 4 to 5 minute warm up where you really start to ramp up the speed and the resistance if you want.
All right. Alex Toussaint, 30 minute ride. Legs going. Here we go.
Is there a soundtrack? Is there an instructor screaming at you? How does it go?
There is definitely an instructor screaming at you. Although I will admit that it's usually me screaming. It's usually about midway through the ride where I will get really angry and question why I'm on this darn bike.
All right. Nearly halfway through. It's starting to look a little bit darker than the original color. No big deal. Let's keep going.
As you're on this bike looking at this digital screen, it has a whole bunch of output numbers. So it has a digital leaderboard where it shows you kind of where you stand based on your output. And the output is a combination of your resistance. And then you also have your cadence, which is how fast you're going. So I usually swipe the leaderboard away and I just look at the cadence, the resistance, and my total output. That's it. As I was riding against Justin Thomas and Bubba and Rory, the Peloton King, I had no idea where I stood the entire race until the end.
All right. So when did you finally give in to the temptation to look?
So I will admit it was very difficult. I really wanted to peek, and it wasn't until probably within the last like minute of the ride where I took a look at the leaderboard and I had PR'd, which is a personal record. And I figured like, wow, I'm racing Rory and I'm putting out numbers that I've never put out before.
And as you can tell by my heavy breathing, that's a wrap. 30 minutes, a lot of fun. Didn't see JT or Bubba, but
when you hear you're riding with Justin Thomas and Bubba Watson and Rory McIlroy, people think, well, do you get to see them? Like, are there like videos? Thankfully, there's not, because nobody wants to see me dripping in sweat, screaming at an instructor. So I had to go in and check on where Rory was. And I actually scrolled up and down the leaderboard first. And I figured, even though I had a great ride, I'm like, he had to beat me. And I scrolled all the way to the top and I didn't see him. And I thought, I must have missed him. And so I scrolled down and then it was like, oh my goodness, I beat Rory.
So I'm sure everybody wants to know how I finished up. Oh, look at that. Number 58 out of 10,000. Not bad for a golf rider.
Even if he beats me again, I can still tell him, well, I still beat you that one time, and I actually beat him pretty handily.
Now, I don't want to diminish what you've done, but is there any chance Rory was just having a bad day?
It's definitely possible. I don't know any other area in sports where a average person can compete against the best in the world. You're never going to get a chance to play Rory on the golf course in a competitive setting. This is the closest thing you're going to get. I actually saw Roger Federer is on Peloton and he's putting up insane numbers. People always say he's kind of in the twilight of his tennis career. Not on the Peloton.
Can you beat Roger Federer?
No chance. Why don't they do like a Peloton tournament and seed them like 1 through 64 pro athletes and let them go head to head and crown a Peloton king throughout all sports? I think it's a great idea. I would love it. Do it for charity. Maybe I can put a bug in somebody's ear and they'll get it going.
That's Jonathan Wall, managing editor for equipment at Golf Magazine and Golf.com. We'll have a link to his original story at onlyagame.org. And Rory McIlroy, if you're listening, Jonathan's up for a rematch whenever you'd like.